Parental advisory warning. This program contains This is Vinland Radio.
Hello and welcome to Vinland Radio. I am your host, King. Coming up this week, we've got new music from Onslaught, Corpse Lucani, and Paul Bearer. All coming up a little bit later in the episode. But to kick things off, that was hard to say. Kick things off. Black Crown Initiate are back with a brand new album. This is their follow-up to 2016 selves, We Can't Forgive. This one's called Violent Portraits of Doomed Escape. So let's just check it out, shall we? This track is called The Son of War. Brand new music from Black Crown Initiate right here on Vinland Radio. Thank you. of music from Corp Laclani right there. That they continue to release singles of the track Beer Beer in different languages. That one's called Pivo Pivo, which I believe is Croatian, and features Troll Ben Fur. Yeah. there as well. Before that, some kick-ass new thrash courtesy of the UK's Onslaught and their new album Generation Antichrist. And we heard the track Addicted to the Smell of Death.
Finland Radio presents The Underground Spotlight.
This week's Underground Spotlight falls on Australia's Faceless Burial. This group delivers some killer black and death metal. They just released their new album, Speciation. You can get your grubby little hands on it if you head over to facelessburial.bandcamp.com. So let's get to some music, shall we? This track is called Irreparably Corpsed. It's the Underground Spotlight falls on Faceless Burial. We'll be right back. Welcome back for another edition of Under the Bleed with Dr. Gore, and this week we are going to continue with our countdown to episode 666 a little bit later. But for now, we are going to hear a classic from Glenn Benton and Co. in Deicide. The song we are going to hear is off their Once Upon the Cross album, and it is one of my favorite Deicide songs. Off of Once Upon the Cross, this is Deicide with They Are the Children of the Underworld on Vinland Radio.
Up this regularly scheduled program to bring you.
What is this garbage you're watching? I want to watch the news.
Are you making headway at least?
This is the news.
That's right, it's news time. On September 17th, Six String Salute will premiere a virtual concert to support and celebrate the touring venue crews who are the backbone of the live music and depend on shows to make a living. Six String Salute will bring together guitarists from guitar-centric bands to share exclusive performances of great rock and roll stories in support of Crew Nation, a group relief fund for live music crews. The debut event will stream worldwide exclusively on Live Nation's YouTube channel and Live From Home platform, with 100% of the proceeds going to benefit Crew Nation. Some artists confirmed to appear include Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Steve Vai, Joe Satriani, Alex Skolnick, and Jennifer Batten, just to name a few. You can head over to sixstringsalute.com for more info on all that. Long-running Birmingham, UK extreme metalers Benediction will release their new album Scriptures on October 16th via Nuclear Blast. The disc was produced by Scott Atkins at Grindstone Studios in England and will be released digitally on CD and in various vinyl formats. If you guys don't remember Benediction, a kick-ass band, but Mark Barney Greenway was the lead vocalist of Benediction on their debut album before joining Napalm Death. Stern Pinball Inc. have announced a complete soundtrack listing for its new limited edition pinball machine, celebrating the world's greatest illustrated magazine, Heavy Metal, featuring 12 songs filled with space-faring fantasy riffs. The lineup includes an all-new cover version of Sammy Hagar's Heavy Metal, performed by Sebastian Bach and Brendan Small. World of Fantasy by Halloween is in there. Cosmic Power of the Infinite Shred Machine by Dragon Force. At the Edge of Time by Blind Guardian. This, and a bunch more. And you could buy your own for only $7,999. I'm hoping my local pinball bar actually picks one up, because that'd be great. There's no way I can afford that. Black Sabbath celebrates the 50th anniversary in 2020 of its multi-million selling Paranoid album with a 5 LP 4CD edition release on October 9th, featuring the final debut of two 1970 concerts. Paranoid Deluxe Super Deluxe Edition includes the original album in addition to a rare 1974 quad mix folded down into stereo, plus two concerts from 1970 from Montreux and Brussels that are pressed onto vinyl for the first time. The 5 LP comes with a hardbound book with extensive liner notes featuring interviews with all four members, rare photos, memorabilia, a poster, as well as a replica of the tour book sold during the Paranoid tour. That sounds pretty awesome, actually. I don't know if I need to buy Paranoid again, but those two live concerts on vinyl would kind of be nice. Okay, end the news off this week. It has been 30 of your Earth years since your Lords and Masters Gwar released what many consider to be the band's career-defining album, Scumdogs of the Universe. In celebration of this momentous occasion, Gwar is pleased as piss to unveil the 30th anniversary versions of Scumdogs of the Universe. The album will be available on CD, double vinyl, cassette, and digital, and is available for pre-order now. The limited edition box sets are nearly sold out, and there are a few still available exclusively at gwar.net. So let's hear something from Scumdog, shall we? This is always one of my favorites. This is Gwar. This is Slaughterama. Gwar, right here on Vinland Radio.
With a battle cry go forth, which is give the people what they want. And what the people want could only be the senseless slaughter of the gutter slime that litters this nation for cash and prizes. Yes, this is the show where people bet their lives to win something big. Cause when your life is shit, then you haven't got much to lose on Slaughterama. How do you hide money from a hippie? Put it under the soap! I'm sorry, but that answer wasn't in time. You're gonna have to put your mouth on this. Oh, I blew your head clean off! Good thing I was such an expert shot with the National Guard back at Kent State. I begged for that day. There's nothing like hippie, honey. My dad always used to take me along with Lee Harvey Oswald. World's biggest hair, world's tightest pants, got no circulation. I put this lighter to it, but no, I'm gonna hold out and ask you this question. Whatever happened to Eddie Munster? I'm looking at him! Oh, odorous! Help the boy with his hairdo there! Ooh, it's getting ripped off!
Oh no! Oh,
you know that's gotta hurt! Hey, what's odor shoving to his face? Is that a facelift? Whoa, he's pulling that face clean off! Oh. Help that son out of here!
Dr. Gore back for some black metal, and as promised with my last bit, we are going to continue with our countdown to episode 666 with Old Man's Child. Old Man's Child has always been a heavy hitter in the black metal community for me. Great albums full of great songs. Today we are going to hear a track off of Revelation 666, The Curse of Damnation. This is Old Man's Child with Obscure Divine Manifestation on Vinland Radio.
Some fire.
Some black metal right there, courtesy of Venezuela Selps and the new album Regalos to Augustia. I'm pronouncing that wrong, I'm sure. And we heard the track Defining Wailing of the... wow, that's a long one. Deafening Wailing of the Desperate Ones. Yeah, right there. Some kick-ass black metal right there. Okay. Hey guys, if you'd like to get in touch with us here at Vinland Radio, like I say, absolutely every single week, it is pretty easy. You can email us at vinlandradio@yahoo.ca or the Facebook page is a great way to get in touch as well. And we're going to keep new music going. This one's I'm pretty excited for. Paul Bearer are going to be coming back with a brand new album in October. Yeah, it's called Forgotten Day. It's going to be coming out via Nuclear Blast Records. It's going to be October 23rd. There's a release date on that one, but they were nice enough to send over a brand new single. It's the title track off their upcoming album, Forgotten Days. Brand new music from Paul Bearer, right here on Vinland Radio.
your filthy soul.
Weak, pathetic, insecure. Your beautiful women systems. Weak, pathetic, insecure. Your beautiful women systems.
Music right there, courtesy of Australia's Yana Mamo, and their new EP, No Sympathy for a Rat, and we heard the track Miasma. Before that, some more new music, again, from Australia, courtesy of Temple of the Nightside, and their new album, Pillars of Damnation, and we heard the track Blood Cathedral. That's going to do it for another episode of Vinland Radio. I'd like to thank all you folks for listening, also like to thank my co-host, Dr. Gore. And like we do absolutely every single week, gonna end it off with a cover. I gotta go back to this Devil Driver album, came out there a few years ago, called Outlaws Till the End Volume 1, where Devil Driver took on country songs. And this is her take on a Hank 3 song, so let's check it out. It's called Country Heroes. Devil Driver, right here on Vinland Radio.